Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey. Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife, Bev, is on a special assignment today. C.S. Lewis, the renowned theologian and author, once said, "Though our feelings come and go, God's love for us does not. Thank you, Jesus." One other quote by C.S. Lewis that I really love. He said, "The Christian does not think God will love us because we're good, but that God will make us good because he loves us." There's just something amazing about unconditional love. Interestingly enough, you can often find a good example in a dog's life. A dog wants to please you. They love you no matter what. They listen to every word you say and never complain. Truthfully, I'm not sure what these musings have to do with my next text. Maybe we should live to please God. Show our unconditional love loyally without complaining. Because when it's all said and done, dogs don't have such a bad life. At least, not at our house, they don't. But let's move on for today's teaching. Psalm 103:17 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "But the mercy and loving kindness of the Lord are from everlasting to everlasting upon those who reverently and worshipfully fear him, and his righteousness is to children's children." The contemporary English version of that same passage, Psalm 103:17, says, "The Lord is always kind to those who worship him, and he keeps promises to their descendants." Do we want to experience God's kindness to us? Then we need to worship him, obey his word, and follow his precepts. Psalm 103:17, this time in the New International Version. "But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts." I find it interesting that in 21 of the 24 times the word precepts is used in the King James Version of the Bible, it happens to be in Psalm 119. According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for precepts is most often translated as command or commandments. See, the scripture is really simple. If we keep God's commandments, his instructions, if we longingly worship and fear him, if we seek his presence, then he will be kind to us and keep his promises, even to our children and grandchildren. Here are seven ways to be perceptive about God's precepts. Number one, we should meditate on his precepts. We should meditate on his precepts. Dr. Charles Stanley, noted author, once said, "Pastor, an unschooled man who knows how to meditate upon the Lord has learned far more than the man with the highest education who does not know how to meditate." Psalm 119:15. "I will meditate on your precepts and have respect to your ways. The paths of life are marked out by your law." What does God want us to do with his precepts? Psalm 119:15, this time in the Message Bible, makes it clear enough. "I will study your teachings and follow your footsteps." Nancy Lee DeMoss Wolgamuth, author and radio host of Revive Our Hearts, she said, "As you read, pause frequently to meditate on the many meaning of what you're reading. Absorb the word into your system by dwelling on it, pondering it, going over it again and again in your mind, considering it from many different angles until it becomes a part of you. Number two, we should observe his precepts. Psalm 119:4, Classic Amplified. You have commanded us to keep your precepts, that we should observe them diligently. As long as we follow his instructions and seek his presence, then we will be blessed. 2 Chronicles 26:5. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. When we obey his word, follow his precepts and commands, then we will be rewarded for our obedience and loving him. Number three, if we long for his precepts, we'll enjoy a good life. We should have an insatiable appetite for God's word, always ready to dig into tasty morsels or rich nuggets. Truly, God wants us to live, well, he wants us to have a life worth living. Psalm 119:40, Classic Amplified. Before I long for your precepts and your righteousness, give me renewed life. It's interesting that couples, well, spend anywhere between a half hour to an hour preparing for church on Sunday by putting on their makeup, shaving, deciding what to wear, and other functions of preparation. In other words, spend that time on their outward appearance. I wonder what would happen at church if the man and woman would spend the same amount of time preparing internally for church with prayer and meditation. Think about it. Number four, hold fast to his precepts even in the midst of adversity. Psalm 119:69, Classic Amplified. The arrogant and godless have put together a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. You know, we can't control what other people say, think, or do, but we are in complete control of our own mind, mouth, and destiny. The Message Bible translation of Psalm 119:69 tells us exactly what we should do when we're being lied about and mistreated by others. That verse says, "The godless spread lies about me, but I focus my attention on what you are saying." Wow, that's so powerful. Our natural reaction to being lied about and mistreated is to respond with retaliation. When someone has done you wrong, the world says, "Don't get mad, get even." Others say, "Don't get even, get ahead." But that's not what the Word of God says to do or even think. If we focus on Him and what He's saying, we will forget about them. We must adopt the attitude found in Psalm 119:87 in the New Living Translation. "They almost finished me off, but I refuse to abandon your commandments." Number five, he will give us a helping hand as we follow his precepts. Have you ever tried to walk down a railroad track, balancing yourself on just one track? You can make it for a short while, but then you will inevitably fail. However, if you join hands with someone walking on the other track, you can walk miles and miles since you have their helping hand to balance you. The same is true with God. He'll be your helping hand as you obey his instructions. Psalm 119:73. for 1973, Classic Amplified. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, the first question which the priest and the Levite asked was, if I stop to help this man, what will happen to me? But the Good Samaritan reversed the question. If I do not stop to help this man, what will happen to him? Number six, we will walk in freedom when we follow his precepts. Psalm 119:45. New Living Translation. I will walk in freedom, for I have devoted myself to your commandments. We enjoy personal freedom, peace, prosperity, because of our obedience to his precepts and instructions. 2 Corinthians 3:17, New Living Translation. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Number seven, we'll be blessed when we follow his precepts. Psalm 119, this time verse 56 in the Classic Amplified. This I have had as the gift of your grace and as my reward, that I have kept your precepts, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them. When we follow God's precepts, we aren't just blessed on occasion. We create a blessing flow in our lives. Hallelujah. Psalm 119:56 in the Contemporary English Version says, you have blessed me because I have followed your teachings. There's one final thought I want to leave you with, and it's found in Galatians 6:7. In the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, do not be deceived, deluded, and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions, or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he'll reap. The key phrase I want to share with you in closing is simply this. God will not allow his precepts to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, mocked, or set aside. If we want to live a long, good life, we need to follow his precepts and instructions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make sure you join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. And while you're there, if you've been blessed by the teaching, up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern or tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts.